My life so cold. 8 weeks in, working 24 before 24, like I'm Kobe. Shit the studio like the ball call, and I'm locked in, they can't hold me.
Yo, this is I don't know what episode I last recorded, but it's the episode after that. Look at the title for the number episode, because I don't know. It's probably like six. Oh, this is six. Yeah, episode six. We're chilling with Ivy or cooling with Ivy, whichever one for me, whichever one. Don't really matter. Yeah, it's been months, you know, back for me. I ain't going to give y'all a reason. I do what I want. But I'm here. And I'm here with some people. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm here with some people. I'm in the 50s right now. I'm here with...
Yo, it was 50s Nate, right?
I'm here with...
Cozy Poppy, the coziest.
I'm here with...
Yo, Mark Cartier.
Respectfully, I've been waiting for you to do the intro, bro. I can't see right now. The smoke out of my eyes, bro. I'm crying right now, bro. Like... The glasses is off, bro. It's a cold red right now, bro. Like,
bro. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me remind niggas, yo, you know, when we recording, we gotta speak up. Feel me?
Fall, right? Ivy.
Nah, you good? I'm saying, like, for future references, yo, that's Kel, man. Kill all that cute nigga voice shit. Listen, I need you to speak up.
Niggas is in a dirty hot box right now. My regular voice. How much splits we in deep, bro?
It's like four.
We in like four or five splits.
Four deep. Yeah.
Nigga, Ivy done let down the window like two times.
Nah, chill. It was an accident. I'm trying. Wait, hold on. Somebody light this one real quick. And yeah, we was having a crazy conversation earlier. With these fucking dimwits. These niggas had a whole conversation about fucking sausages, right? So I'm asking niggas, I'm like, yo.
Why you saying these niggas? Like, you
he the one that brought up sausages.
You initiated it.
That nigga said.
This nigga said he's eaten Aki and sausage. What nigga gonna say Aki and sausage? Don't do it to yourself, bro.
Bro.
What nigga gonna say Aki and sausage?
It's really niggas out here eating Aki and sausage, though. That's the funny thing. Okay.
Exactly. What nigga in the right mind, bro?
Bro, okay, bro. Whatever. So I asked these niggas, right? Since they brought up sausages, I asked them. I said, yo, when is the most appropriate time to eat a fucking hot dog? Like, time of the day, like breakfast, lunch, or dinner? I said, dinner. Some niggas said, lunch.
I don't know
who eating a hot dog for lunch.
Nah, with all due respect, if you eating a glick for dinner,
down bad.
Bro, that's a dinner meal, bro.
No, that's only a dinner. Especially if it's an occasion, you out at a barbecue.
That's what I'm saying. I only said lunch due to time of the day. If I'm at a barbecue, feel me, like 2 o'clock, that's not dinner, bro.
But you can eat hot dogs at any event. It could be any.
Okay, can you start in this again?
I'm dead serious, though.
Like I said, like no, Paul, are you eating a hot dog at a funeral,
bro? You're not gonna You won't eat a hot dog at a funeral?
No, but you're talking about any event. That is outside only.
I'm not gonna lie. You said at a funeral, like funeral food not mad good.
Okay, and a hot dog is mad good, though.
If there's hot dogs at the funeral, I should not be there.
Bro.
Bro, what?
But okay, but look, but you would eat a fucking pig in a blanket, a bucket of pig in a blanket.
Why is it a bucket?
Bro, what do you mean, why is it a bucket? Okay, a fucking cup, bro. You killing them shits at any event, right or wrong?
Wrong.
Fucking bullshit. Nigga, balcony. Oh, nigga, y'all niggas was jacking that shit. Don't do that, bro.
Y'all niggas.
I said it's different circumstances. If there's pigs in a blanket at a hood party, feel me? I'm eating one and I'm eating mad quick. Like, I'm
fire.
Chill.
Niggas gonna eat a bunch of mini glizz. Like fucking Skittles, but won't eat a hot dog at a fucking funeral? That's mad crazy.
You can eat a glick at any occasion.
Yes. Any event.
No.
Any event.
Bro.
Yo, that's outside only. If Glicks are inside, that's nasty.
You go to that doesn't make any sense.
You go to a party where they're winding their body and you stuffing down Glicks down your throat before or after. Whoa, crazy.
Well, I got to stuff, though. I just can't eat like a regular person. And I just want to know who the hell woke up and said, yo, hey, yo, for eating a hot dog. Now I can't enjoy food? I can't eat food? Huh?
So answer that. To. This is why. This is why.
What are you talking about?
I gotta watch you while you eat. Cause why are you enjoying that thing in your mouth like that,
bro? Nah.
We're not even doing that. We're not even doing that.
What?
Are you one of the people that used to enjoy sausages? For me, and then
fire.
And then society, for me, told you that it's wrong, and now you gotta eat them in silence.
That's a good argument, gang.
Yo, he just pointed you out. Pinpoint.
Wait, say it again. I know what you said.
I said, were you one of the people that used to eat, for me, Glicks, for me, when it was quote-unquote normal, and then when society started saying, hey, yo, now you went in the corner, for me, now you can't eat them out in public no more, and you offended, like, do you want to eat Glicks in public? Is that your argument? Free the Glicks, for me, that's
bro. I have no problem with eating a hot dog. I could walk down the street and eat a hot dog, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, nigga, not look at you.
Pray. Bro.
And then you're going to end up on a snap.
Bro. You know where you're not supposed to eat a hot dog? On the bus. Right?
You eat a hot dog in jail?
You say, would I eat a hot dog in jail?
Question.
Would you eat a hot dog in jail?
No, I'm eating nothing in jail, nigga.
Thinking, well, I ain't going to be eating mad dick in jail.
Nah, yo. Yo.
Man, fuck it.
They gonna come after you, nigga.
Fuck, how I'm gonna go after them? Are you dumb?
Right, man. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, nigga.
Fire.
What you be?
What the fuck it mean? I will go after the little inmates, nigga.
So you going to fuck? You going to fuck?
I'm going to do what I have to do to survive.
Nah.
There's a difference, feel me? Niggas that go in there, they like that shit. Fire.
They go back.
Oh, so you fucking cause you got to for me.
I go yes to to maintain that, dominance
I'm
over the other inmates.
For life in there.
To
bro.
Maintain bro. Dominance, so bro. So what you
I
saying?
Ain't gonna lie,
wait.
Nah. So you gonna saying, be known as a booty warrior?
Wait. So what you're saying is no. You fucking a nigga in his butt.
Whoa!
You a booty warrior, nigga?
You don't gotta go in depth. That's mad fire, bro.
Wait a minute.
But that's what you just told me, though.
Wait a minute. I did not tell you that.
I said I would handle my business. No, you're going in detail.
No, you about 6'3". I don't know, Femi. You tall. You in a different category. You maintaining the little niggas. What you gonna do when a big nigga come after you, Femi?
What bigger niggas gonna fuck me is gonna fuck the little niggas.
But you're a little less nigga.
You a boss, Femi.
Okay, but...
He
nigged me number two, though. We'd fuck the niggas together.
Wait, I just want to know.
Pause.
No. For real. Are you putting this episode out?
No.
Because I ain't going to lie.
This episode is comedy. Put this shit out.
This is mad crazy. I'm not going to lie.
Bro, niggas is not gay, bro. Like,
but nah, I just want to be, I just, for me.
Nah, this is going up, bro.
This is crazy.
Bro, niggas is not gay, Femi, bro.
Is this how we...
I love gay people, feel me? I love gay people.
I ain't gonna lie.
But we don't swing that way.
If we busting this right now for the podcast, just let me know.
Bro, we're going full throttle, nigga.
Okay, full throttle.
So you maybe do a fucking quick intermission during the episode.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we back.
6'6", Daquan and 6'3", Ivy is tag teaming the little inmates.
But you just... Imagine that? That's not gay?
I didn't imagine that.
He just imagined me and another big nigga fucking niggas.
I ain't gonna lie. You said
the bigger
you
gonna give the nigga.
Why? So look, y'all niggas getting fucked or y'all fucking?
We started wait, off. Wait,
at, are you getting fucked
sausage.
Or are you
fucked? This is where you get, fucking take us,
bro. Bro, you're a dick. Are you fucking or are you
nigga
getting
said,
fucked?
Nigga said, would you eat a...
Bro, are you fucking or are you getting fucked?
Bro, what
you mean?
Bro, what the fuck? It's a question. Are you fucking or are you getting fucked?
Why?
I'm beating niggas up.
Yo, bullshit.
I'm fighting back.
You're not fighting Terry Crews, bro. You fucking lying, bro.
I'm putting out a chokehold, nigga.
I'm poking the fuck out that nigga, bro.
Bro.
What? Bro, I don't give a fuck. When we in jail, I'm doing anything to survive. Nigga, I'll grab you. I'll poke your eyes out.
Okay, so you would fuck to survive?
No, nigga. I got my hand, nigga. I'm making pocket pussy, bro.
You beating your shit in jail. I'm not doing that, bro.
He's basically telling us to fuck to live.
Nigga, I'm making a pocket.
Who's saying
some
fuck
shit.
To live? I just got a simple question.
Wait.
If it came down to
Nah, for real.
What?
If you already fucking, cool.
What sentence do you gotta be serving to where you just say, all right, I'm fucking you?
Life, motherfucker. Life.
All right.
Now you so if you're facing 30, you going 30 years.
Doing the 30. It don't matter.
I'm doing the 30.
It don't matter, bro.
I'm not fucking in 30 years,
nah,
bro.
You said you gotta fuck you fucking to survive,
bro. Whether they but give like, you fucking what's your one minimum, like, what's or your minimum 5 years, like, bro. What's your minimum time? It's still
like,
the same
bro,
shit.
If you're serving a year, like
if it's more years, then I know I'm gonna survive.
What's that though?
Okay, I'm 20 right now, so if it's fucking
if it's
60 years and up, I'm holding it down for 50 years straight, bro. I'm holding down. I'm beating my dick for 50 years straight. No. 50 years straight, bro. I'm doing that.
So past 60, you fucking?
Past 60, I'm fucking.
How you fucking if you're older? They gonna beat you the fuck up.
No, asshole. I'ma fuck before I get old, dickhead.
But you just said...
No, bro.
50 years?
I ain't gonna lie. If you an old man in jail, you just said about 50 fucking
years. You gonna be 70, cuz.
They doing you in, nigga. You gonna if get you beat 70,
right? Yeah, like, you don't want... get beat first things first up. First things first. The little inmates gonna jump you because they won't get fucked.
I mean, if you
they want to get fucked.
If you going in there now, you might as well just beat them.
You not doing no fucking. They want to do some fucking.
Okay, so you telling me y'all doing life? Y'all doing life? Y'all not fucking?
No.
You're doing life. You're not fucking.
I'm gonna have to try to fuck a CEO, nigga. You fucking.
You gonna have to fuck a what?
Try to fuck a CEO, nigga.
A CEO. Bro,
you know them little visits. I'm gonna get my little 3 minutes on.
After him saying
that's
that,
not happening.
What you mean that's not?
After him saying that, happening. Your whole take is mad crazy.
How was my whole take crazy? Because you just
fuck a CEO, bro.
No, asshole. You can't fuck any fucking CEO whenever you fucking
you
want
it, nigga.
Bro, one yes, and the two they gotta look good. Three.
I don't give a fuck if she got a...
Wait, my nigga.
Think about this.
Hold on.
Butt over an ugly bitch.
I don't fuck no butt. Don't fuck around.
No, you said you fucking to survive,
I don't give a fuck how she look, nigga.
Ivy, you fucking...
I don't give a fuck.
I don't think it's a fuck to survive.
I'm getting that three, nigga, and I'm not talking about basketball. I don't care, bro. I'm beating that down.
She can be a 1.5, nigga. Just give me some coochie.
Bro, y'all niggas... Y'all the type to say your pussy is pussy.
Nah, nigga.
I'm in jail. 50 years, yes, pussy is pussy, right?
First thing that come out,
Ivy, you're talking about butt is butt.
I am not talking about butt is butt. I'm
butt is butt. Like, yo,
you just added a CEO into the fucking shit. There was no CEO in my scenario, nigga. There's no CEO in my scenario. If there was, I would have said, or you could fucking CEO. And that's not my shit. He added that. What the fuck? So y'all debated my shit for what? What, nigga?
Yeah, why didn't
this nigga what?
You wasn't thinking.
I guess we wasn't.
Get the
bro.
Fuck.
Bro. You ain't kidding.
You just thought this through.
You a survivor. You gotta fuck to survive.
Bro.
You said your
50. I never even said you gotta
fuck. You said 50 years. You gonna be 70. You gonna be wanting to slang dick and butt at 70. That's what you said.
I ain't saying no fucking butt, nigga. What the fuck, nigga?
Niggas are selling honey packs.
Nah.
Nah, you gonna pop a honey in the pan. You gonna pop a...
Niggas are trading ramen noodles and dice.
Yo,
nigga.
Yo, them bitches be having P5s, P4s. Yo, bro.
I be asking somebody. I'm like, yo, you know, you niggas got us.
You're definitely gonna have to fuck somebody if you think you about to just have a P5 in there, nigga.
I'm not fucking a nigga for a P5,
niggas gonna
bro.
Try to beat you the fuck up Ivy, for that P5, bro.
Niggas gonna have to fuck me for that P5.
They just might. That's what I'm saying. Hey. Like,
Ivy, like,
yo. That is crazy, bro.
They just might.
I'm not giving up no P5, bro. Like, niggas not doing that.
Nah, bro.
They come around the way. They leaving
your son. Yo, bro, on TikTok, you see niggas. You see niggas with iPhone 13s, P5s.
Bro, like.
Yo, this nigga is stupid. Yo,
bro.
This nigga.
Bro, y'all know what it means to keister, right?
Yo, bro.
Ivy, where are you going with this?
You know what keister mean?
Where are you going with this?
Keister means like...
What are you...
When you put some... Shut up. No. When you hide something in your butt...
What the fuck?
And you smuggle
you
into like a prison.
What are you hiding?
Nigga, you know they make...
Listen to me.
And squat all that shit before you get inside.
I know, but listen.
Some bitches be sticking that shit deep in their...
Listen, though, listen. Mind. How do you fucking keister a P5?
You gotta fuck one of the guards. Fuck with one of the guards for that.
No.
You think one of the guards give you that?
Yeah, like when niggas be getting pizza every day. Pizza every day. You got the P5s. Yo, bro, these niggas be having.
Chef was in there with a P5.
Yo, bro, them niggas had a 72-inch TV. Where the fuck? What jail is that?
What jail is that?
Nigga, that, right nigga that the monitor on the fucking shit.
Like, bro, the nigga's playing GTA.
Cool. I mean,
yo, bro, we could play UFC, beat each other ass in that shit for the ramen noodles.
So you'd beat a nigga ass for some ramen noodles, huh?
I said in UFC.
Oh, you'd beat a nigga ass?
In UFC?
Yeah, this nigga in the back? Hell yeah. Fucking what? Penis.
Nigga said,
yo,
hell yeah.
Fire.
Yo, bro, I want to try that one jail meal, right?
You know that shit? That one jail meal?
When you crush the chips.
Oh, that yo,
bro,
fucking.
And I hear that shit is so fire, bro.
Oh, you said meal. I thought you said mail.
What they call that shit? Come on. Niggas making ramen noodles and chips.
Yeah. That shit be looking like mush.
It'd be
probably slap good. Yeah, when you high, nigga.
Niggas making honey buns and some other shit, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
Now, all that shit is putting you in the grave.
Y'all remember it was the time when niggas was putting honey buns and beef patties and shit?
Yo, and fucking bacon and cheese and shit.
Yo, let me ask y'all. Y'all niggas was wearing crop tops when that shit was a wave?
Wait, what?
Yo, as a male,
Hold on.
Do you have a crop top?
Let's not misinterpret a thing I said. Listen to me. I asked a simple question. Like, remember when everybody was wearing crop tops? Yes. Was y'all jacking that shit?
Nah, that's not me.
No.
Was I? No, bro. I mean,
what do you mean? You were
not wearing that.
Uh huh.
I'm not wearing.
No, I'm sorry. I'm unclear of what you're saying.
I was not wearing
that. You was not wearing that. You was jacking it.
They could do what they want to do.
Yeah, I'm asking you if you was jacking it.
No, bro, but
oh wait,
me personally, nah. No. But I'm not about to push that onto whatever they want to do. If they could okay. do that, they could do that.
You remember that
Bun and Bumble Club.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. What you do?
And just like that.
I wouldn't do it neither. It was a crazy wave. I ain't gonna front. But football players do it, though. And it's acceptable.
Where are we? Which football player?
You said I'm a Brooklyn nigga, man. Trying to make it out.
Nigga talking about Zeke. That nigga got a nose ring.
Y'all know niggas. Would y'all wear a Telfar bag?
What?
Would you wear a Telfar?
Telfar bags?
No, there's no male Telfar bag.
No, nigga.
Yeah. Talking about a purse?
Is it a purse? It's a bag, right? It's a purse bag.
I probably sounded mad stupid just now. I'm sorry.
It looked like a purse because it got that little handle
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, they got Gucci.
What am I doing that for? Yo, I could get a satchel.
I just asked a simple question. God damn.
Teflar, boom.
Nah, Teflar made like a satchel.
What the fuck are these niggas talking about?
Teflar, boom.
You making me pick an outfit for my next gal, bro. What's going on?
All right, bro. Ain't nobody actually put a fucking dress on, bro. Like,
not put it down.
I like satchels. If they make a satchel, I'll buy it. But not no fucking purse.
A satchel?
Yeah.
That's a for a man.
That's a pouch.
It's a satchel.
It's a side bag.
Yeah.
I got that.
That's what I'd rather.
So not, say a pouch.
Yeah.
You say satchel's gonna throw niggas off like satchel.
Fanny. It's a fanny.
So wait, you would say
nigga, you a fanny.
Why is satchel throwing niggas off? Because it's the proper term?
It's a fanny pack.
Proper term.
Listen,
you low vibrational dickhead.
Nah, you giving the proper low vibrations right
you,
now.
Low. Exactly what you just said. Where you got that knowledge from? A white man.
I didn't get that from a white man.
If you did get that from
I
a
got
white
that
man.
From my black ass father.
Your black ass father, then he got it from a white man.
No, he didn't.
How you know?
He got a lot of wisdom.
That's
what the white man know about.
That nigga was there when Martin Luther King was here.
I like
that. How you know the black man had the first satchel? How you know the black man that had the first satchel?
Do you think the black man had the first satchel?
Yeah, nigga.
Okay, I mean,
carry
yeah, sure.
the fucking groceries you know, on the side out of the fucking deer skin and shit. Fuck, niggas.
It's a fucking hamper, nigga.
Don't matter, nigga. It's a satchel.
That's a hamper.
You know God black?
Bro. All right, bro. We off topic, bro. All right, that concludes episode 6. Of Coolin' with Ivy.
Whoa. Remember. Stay fresh. Wear deodorant. Brush your teeth.
That nigga is weird. Yo.
Me.
Thank you for listening to episode 6. Shut the fuck up. Yo, how y'all feel about that low vibrational meals, man? What would you consider a low vibrational
that's
meal?
That's probably why I'm depressed. I'm going to still eat it, though. That shit good as fuck.
But what would you consider a low vibrational meal?
What does she consider? When she said that, what did
five
she
guys.
Mean? Five guys is a low vibrational meal?
I don't fucking five guys.
I mean, wait, I never had that shit, but I had, like, the milkshakes and the fries, but other than that, nah.
She said that shit. I was so confused because she had more food on her plate. That shit was low vibration? Like, the video of the girl, she had, like, a wing, a yam, and that's it. And that's it. And she said, I will never.
Nah,
and she pointed at the... That bitch plate was packed.
That's a low vibration.
She's malnourished.
Meal. Would y'all consider ramen a low vibrational meal?
Nah, I mean, because
it probably is, but that shit slap, nigga.
I wouldn't say
that. Add your little extra seasoning and shit, nigga.
You could do what you want with that, nigga.
Make it high vibration. If we say ramen is low vibrational, though, what about niggas in Japan and shit? That shit can't be low vibrational for them.
Okay, so what determines a low vibrational meal?
Glitz.
Glitz? No, hot dogs are a high vibrational meal.
Why do you say that, though?
See how we just... Because, bro, to this, bro,
like, you know what I hate? I hate dick riders.
You're a supporter.
No, listen to me. I hate dick riders.
Where did that come from?
Bro, the whole world was eating hot dogs, munching them shits. We grew up eating dogs, bro.
You must be one of them.
Shut the fuck up. Eating them shits, bro. Niggas come in, like, oh, fire, you can't eat that. Glizzy, Glizzy's a gun. You know what? It's a rapper named Glizzy Glow. Yeah, that nigga is gay.
Just eat your hot dogs and be happy.
He gay afterwards.
Wait, so what is it? You just want to be able to eat it and not be judged?
Motherfucking food, nigga.
But you have a very strong opinion on this.
I don't have a strong. Don't try to make it seem like my life, nigga. Like that's all I think about. Like,
you concluded the episode, Ivy, and then spun it back to the.
This episode is fucking over. Episode is fucking over.
Meal is probably like dirt.
Why would you eat dirt? Why the fuck would you eat dirt?
I don't think he meant dirt, literal.
Do you want me to say what I'm going to say?
Stop.
No.
Stop. Please stop.
Wait, you talking about pussy?
No.
Oh, I was about to say. Not in this podcast. We love the whole world.
Everybody. But a low vibration meal is like a fucking...
just as fucked up.
A bunch of bad shit going into your body, I'm assuming.
Bro. Honestly, bro.
Probably pork.
I don't
know. Pork is pork for me.
Pork. I'm a Rasta. I can't eat that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, pork for me is really a low vibration. Yeah, that's low vibration for me.
That's mad low vibration. But,
So, what? Everything that's non-GMO would be high vibrational?
You said what?
Everything that's non-GMO would be high vibrational? Like them naturally grown, you know, everything at Whole Foods, nigga? The shit that's expensive?
I mean, yeah.
So everything you're eating is low vibrational, and they trying to put this in the neighborhoods. Because why?
This nigga think he Martin Luther King.
Why is it so expensive?
This nigga think he an activist. Philanthropist.
All the healthy shit is expensive,
man. Chill, man,
Markham X. Markham X.
Markham X?
What?
Nah, chill out, Markham. Nah, that's crazy. Nah, though, but that concludes the end of the episode. I'm signing off with
Cozy Poppy, the coziest.
What the nigga, Claire, the stove. Yo,
Mark Cartier.
Put this your. 'ma make it any opportunity, my nigga, I take it. I'ma show out on every occasion. I'm trying to improve, I cannot be complacent. I spit at my pace and know I'm never racing. Like I just pray I don't lose it. I play dumb, but don't think that I'm clueless. And if you got a gun, nigga, better use it. Course in life, this shit is deeper than music. Like.